When is the brain useless? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. When is the brain useless? Well, the brain is useless when we don't use the brain. The brain is useless when we don't use the brain. We have a brain which is a floodgate. Our brain is merely a floodgate. Now, you say, well, what is a floodgate? Well, a floodgate is a gate that lets water through from the big reservoir. And our brain is the gate that lets the water through. Now, at the moment, we're only letting a little bit of the water through the floodgate and utilizing that in our life. And we think we're so great. We think we're such geniuses and so wonderful. And then along comes some autistic kid who has a disadvantage because something it wasn't right at the time of his birth, and he isn't totally normal in all areas. He's a nice person. He's a thoughtful, good person. He has many good human values. But he's just not able to put everything together the way he'd like to. Except in one or more areas that he happens to do. And he's a mathematician beyond Einstein. He understands all of these beautiful quantum theorems. He understands all of these deep scientific phraseologies. He's a math genius. But he doesn't have the ability to coordinate that math genius with living. Now, I'm telling you this not because I'm trying to say that the autistic person has this gift and he doesn't know how to use it. I'm just telling you that gift is in you and me and everyone else, too. And we don't know how to use it either. We're not using it. An Einstein comes along and starts using it, and we say, wow, how great he is. But think about it. Think about it. When is the brain useless? When you don't use it. Now, we are just floodgates. Our brain is just a floodgate. Each one of us is just a floodgate. We're just an opening to the great water behind the dam. Our brain, theoretically, is the dam. And the floodgate, the dam, you might say, is our body. And our brain is what lets through the water from the water behind the dam. Now, we can let through a little bit of water, and we can handle it. And we can do what we want with it. And it will not destroy houses and homes and villages and things like that. It will just provide water for water's need. And then a rainstorm comes along. It goes right over the top of the dam and down and washes out the villages and the towns and stuff like that. Well, now, isn't that interesting? Just think. If that water had been being challenged, channeled, and utilized in a successful, beneficial way all the time, it would never rise up over the top of the dam and flood things out and get out of control. But because they kept it at such a high level, it had no chance for collecting, and they were not using it well. Now you say, well, that sounds like drought periods, you know, when the water level is down like that and things like that. Yes, you can have that analogy if you like, and that analogy is very, very good and very true. But I like the analogy more that the water behind the dam is the infinite wisdom of the universe, the infinite knowledge, the infinite allness. It's the absolute in its most absolutely misunderstand term, relative term, that might try to describe it. But we're not using it. We're not using it. We should be taught how to release the water in a beneficial way and utilizing it more and more and more, not just blocking it. And that's what we're doing. We're blocking it. We are using it as a dam. We're using it as a something. And then, do you even know what that water is behind you? Do you know what the power of that water is, the dynamics of that water, the greatness of that water? Well, that's the greatness of the allness, you know. Now, our task, I would imagine, should be, how do we learn to open up our brain, release from our brain these things? Well, you say, the best way to release is to educate yourself. Well, we're not releasing anything by educating ourselves. By educating ourselves, we are stifling ourselves. We are telling ourselves that all that we know is what we learn in books. All that we know is what somebody else has thought before us. And we're not learning to think our own thoughts. Now, the ideal education tool, or whatever, would be to teach children to think for themselves. Now, where is the thinking for yourself? It's inside yourself, okay? So, theoretically, not thinking about religion in the slightest vein at all, but theoretically, every school, every educator should teach children to meditate. Teach them to listen within themselves for their own inner wisdom, not something from outside, not a Jesus or a Muhammad or a God or whatever, but from something within them. And it doesn't have a name, except their own name. And as they begin to listen to this inner voice, they begin to realize that they do know all things. They're like the autistic child who had that one little area of his life that was boom, wide open, and he was a brilliant genius in a particular area because of that. Well, we have that too in us. And we would like to be able to open these genius areas in us, but have them be in a harmonious way so that they work with all the rest of our being. They all work with the rest of us as humanity, as society, as a human or as a divine. And this is what we could really do in our schools, is teach children to meditate. Now, when a mother says to a child, "You're a naughty boy, you're terrible, you're bad," and the boy said, you know, and then the mother, who is wise, says, "Son, you always do things that make me so proud of you. Herb, you said that before, and I say it 100 times again. Son, you always do things that make me so proud of you. You always do things that make me so proud of you. You always..." Pretty soon, the boy is going to start doing things that are going to make her proud of him, because that's all she says to him, and that's all she expects. Sincerely and honestly, she doesn't look at the negative stuff. And pretty soon, he's being one of the nicest kids that you could ever want to know. Now, she trained him to reach within himself to find the dignity of his own beauty, the dignity of his own sonship, the dignity of his own being a good follower of the human rules, the human role in society. Well, now, if it's so easy to do that, and it is, but it's not done, as you can know, as you well know, if it's so easy to do that, and it is, it's just as easy to educate our children and ourselves in being the universal, in being the allness, in being the now, in enjoying who we are and living it. When is the brain useless? When we don't use it. When we don't use it. We shouldn't be amazed that an autistic child can do something, or that Shakespeare or Einstein or Hawkins should come along. We shouldn't be so surprised. We shouldn't be surprised that a Jesus comes along with a message that changes the world, and that Muhammad comes along with a message that changed the world, and many other great philosophers and leaders come along with ideas that change the world, because the world is ready for this. Everyone on earth is ready to listen within. they teach meditation, but it's not generally practiced the way it could be. And when we learn to practice meditation the way it could be, then our brain is no longer useless. Our brain is the channel through which this great reservoir feeds into our life. And then the day may come when you climb up the face of that dam and you look into the water and you say, cool. And what do? You dive in. You merge with the allness, and you don't think you're missing anything, but you merge with the allness, you dive in. They say death is like diving into a cool pool of water. You feel cool for just an instant, and then you're at one. You're with the all. Well, now, that's not a bad idea. But think about it. Think about it. Our desire, our aim, our goal for all humanity should be to dive into our divinity and become one with the all, one with that great body of water behind the dam. And that way, we will be it. We will be it. And it is wonderful. Think on these things. They're pretty exciting. And it's certainly a very important concept that all of us could readily utilize and think about. When is the brain useless? When we don't use it. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.